Bring the stadium into your home, my friend, this football season with MTN 5G uncapped home internet. Enjoy every pass, every goal, the crystal clear quality. Get MTN 5G router on list paired with a backup battery that lasts up to 6 hours. And to top up off, MTN home bundles, my friend, have been reduced to amazing low prices. Guess what? You will get great speeds as much lower prices only on MTN. Guess what? 200 Mbps uncapped internet is now 700 kwacha per month. Previously, this was at only 1,500 kwacha. That means you are saving 800 kwacha, all that courtesy of MTN. 30 Mbps uncapped internet is now at only 850 kwacha. Previously, this was at only 1,999 kwacha. That simply means that you are saving 1,149 kwacha, and 50 Mbps uncapped internet is now only at 1,000 kwacha, down from 2,399 kwacha. That simply means that you are saving 1,399 kwacha. For more details for these and other products, dear friend, simply visit any MTN service center. These are dotted nationwide, or email home.zm@mtn.com. That website again, home.zm@mtn.com, or call 0760-600-005. That number again, 0760-600-005. All that courtesy of MTN.
If you are on Facebook, then let's get connected today. Find us by typing www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
Your home since 94.
Christian Voice News, the global link.
MedRap demands clarity over 65 Zamsa medical containers. Farmers urged to prepare for anticipated floods. And children killed after drone hits home in Sudan, medics say. Good evening with the main news. I am Christabel Kamunu. The Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRap has expressed concern over the continued lack of transparency regarding 65 medical containers reportedly found stored in a private warehouse facility under conditions deemed unsuitable for medicines and medical supplies. MedRap Executive Director Leo Kalioka says that despite a forensic audit having been conducted, there has been no clear public explanation on how the containers originally ordered by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ended up in a private custody. Mr. Kalioka notes that the audit report did not explicitly state whether the containers were retrieved, disposed of, or remain under investigations. This matter involves public resources and directly affects the integrity of the national medicine supply chain, making it an issue of significant public interest. Transparency and accountability are essential to maintaining public confidence in the health sector, said Mr. Lioka in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He has since called on the Ministry of Health to publicly clarify how the containers came to be stored in a private facility, provide information on their current status, and issue an official update on the progress of investigations.
It's very important that the culprits, if there may be any, are brought to book, so that if we didn't do that, I think we would have set a very bad precedent, because then would be offenders would actually take it that there is a weakness in the system in as far as matters like this. This is why for us, I think it's very important that government comes out explicitly and tells us whatever actions have been taken or will be taken, especially the people that were informed about this matter.
The government government has reiterated its commitment to the Batoka George hydroelectric scheme, a 2,400 megawatt hydropower project estimated to cost $15 billion. Minister of Energy Makoza Chikote stated that the project situated on the Zambezi River is being jointly developed by the governments of Zambia and Zimbabwe through the Zambezi River Authority in accordance with existing bilateral agreements governing shared water resources. Mr. Chikote explained that during a Council of Ministers meeting held on 29th December 2025, both governments agreed to each contribute $220 million in equity towards the project, underscoring strong sovereign commitment, confidence and ownership. The development is proceeding under a transparent and competitive bidding process following its restructuring into a public-private partnership model with emphasis on equity participation to enhance bankability and reduce reliance on debt, said Mr. Chikote in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He further emphasized that the Batoka Gorge project is part of a sequential hydro power development system along the Zambezi River, where the same water resource is efficiently used to generate electricity at Victoria Falls, Batoka Gorge, Kariba North Bank, and in the future Ngonya Falls. Mr. Chikote said this strategy aligns with international best practices and maximizes energy generation from available water resources. Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has urged farmers to take early precautionary measures ahead of the anticipated floods to avoid crop damage caused by waterlogged fields. The Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, through the Meteorological Department, yesterday issued a warning of possible flash floods in Lusaka, southern, central and eastern provinces. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Bulaya advised farmers to identify flood-prone areas and construct drainage channels around their fields to allow excess water to flow out easily. It is important that farmers implement measures such as the creation of outskirts to drain the water easily so that crops are not affected, said Dr. Bulaya. He emphasized that prolonged water retention in fields could lead to crop destruction and significant losses for farmers.
So they need to put, you know, measures to ensure that they create outlets, you know, so that that water can drain easily. Because if that water remains in those particular fields for prolonged time, the crops, you know, will be damaged. So they need to look at areas where they can drain out this moisture, this water.
Kanchiria Constituency Member of Parliament Asande Chanda has urged strengthened collaboration between the church and the state, emphasizing that their partnership is essential to Zambia's national unity, peace and democratic stability. Zambia was declared a Christian nation on December 29, 1991, a status later entrenched in the 1996 Constitution, establishing Christianity as a guiding principle of national policy while upholding religious freedom. Mr. Chanda noted that the Christian Nation Declaration extends beyond constitutional language, serving as a moral foundation for governance and social harmony. Historically, the church and the state have played complementary roles in national development, with the church providing moral direction and the state acting as the guardian of law, order and development, said Mr. Chanda in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He stressed the importance of deliberately safeguarding and strengthening this relationship, stating that the church must be allowed to offer moral leadership and constructive criticism without fear, while the state should be respected as the legitimate authority entrusted with governance. Mr. Chanda further proposed the creation of a presidential faith and social cohesion roundtable to convene quarterly, bringing together faith-based organizations and key government social ministries to formalize dialogue and consultation.
Our current engagements between government and faith leadership are often reactive and crisis-driven. This can create unnecessary public tensions. I therefore propose the establishment of a presidential faith and social cohesion roundtable, bringing together the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Council of Churches in Zambia, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, other faith-based organizations, and key social ministries of government, meeting quarterly to promote structured dialogue and national unity.
In African news, at least 13 people have been killed, 8 of them children, after